This is KURA News. I'm Stella Chavez. A quarter mile from Presbyterian Hospital is a multicultural neighborhood called Vickery Meadow. It's home to immigrants who come from many different countries, including those in West Africa. At the ET Beauty Supply, it was business as usual on Wednesday. Customers stopped by to purchase the latest styling product and hair accessories. What was different? The conversation. Worker Aristi Fantu from Ethiopia greeted customer Najat Boka with a question.
Did you hear about the news yesterday about Ebola?
Boka had heard. She has a 10-year-old daughter, and they go to Texas Presbyterian Hospital for their health care. She says she told her daughter not to worry about contracting Ebola.
For the people who are here, they have nothing to do with this disease.
Boka says she trusts the staff at the hospital, which is within walking distance.
Since we have our doctor and he came from there and they took care of him, they're going to take care of everything because they're really working hard of it.
Fantu says she's not taking any chances and has been applying alcohol on her hands after every customer. The patient reportedly traveled from Liberia to Texas, which is home to 3,000 Liberian immigrants. 19,000 West Africans live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Alvin Tardy, a leader in the Liberian Community Association of Dallas-Fort Worth, says he's asking everyone to be cautious.
Be realistic. Admit to yourself that, yes, if you know the person who was affected and you may have come in contact with that person, all we're saying is go get tested.
Tardy also hopes this situation doesn't stigmatize the view of his community.
I hope people now understand that it's no longer a Liberian situation or West African situation, it's a world situation.
At a local barbershop, Ricky Cole stood outside talking with a friend. He lives in Garland, but says he hangs out a lot in the Vickery Meadow neighborhood.
Yeah, it's here. And it's not just about Africans, it's about everybody. Everybody's involved in this. It's not no one group of people. So we all need to be aware of it.
Down the street, Paula Lee is a convenience store cashier.
You know, I hear Ebola yesterday about the news, and God, it's very close to here. And I get scared what's going on.
Lee and others say they wonder what will happen next. Stella Chavez, KERA News.